Fourth form student Danae Walker Morgan had everything going for her. She was attending a prominent high school and excelling in her studies when her world came crashing down. She became pregnant at age 16. Danae is not alone. In fact, adolescent pregnancy remains a major concern for families and governments of the Caribbean community. According to a United Nations Population Fund UNFPA report, 20% of women in the Caribbean have had at least one child by age 19, with a considerable percentage of adolescent girls giving birth before they are 15 years old. Danae says her parents, relatives, and community members were very disappointed, especially since she was seen as a smart girl and a role model in the community. She subsequently enrolled at the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, Kingston, to complete her secondary education. The curricula at the foundation equipped Danae with the skills she needed to get her life back on track. Executive Director of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, Dr. Zoe Simpson, says the agency was established to address similar issues.
The Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation is a government agency that was established in 1978 as a response to the high levels of teen pregnancy at that time. The rates then were at around about 31%, and so the government took the measures to say, we cannot have our girls dropping out of school and remaining out of school. So the better thing to do would be to have the girls in a setting where they can continue their education.
This is done by offering academic instruction in the core subject areas of mathematics, English language, social studies, integrated science or biology, basic computer studies, and a practical skill area. The program also entails comprehensive counseling on matters relating to adolescent development, parenting skills, sexual and reproductive health issues, and the use of contraception. Danae has high praises for the program.
It was being pregnant, but it wasn't the end of the road. It was a stepping stone to getting where I wanted to be.
She's now pursuing studies at St. Joseph's Teachers College and wants to be a journalist and a teacher. Danae is grateful for the support she received from the nurses and counselors at the center. She also has the support of her family, the child's father, and her colleagues. Nevertheless, being an adolescent mother is not easy. The simple act of getting home incident-free was no easy feat. People prayed on her, looked down on her, and called her names.
It was difficult and it still is difficult because being a mother and being a student isn't easy. But if you have family support, you will get there. It takes support.
The UNFP has implemented several strategies aimed at reducing adolescent pregnancy in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. The reproductive health survey conducted in Jamaica in 2008 reveals girls below 19 years of age account for one out of every five pregnancies. Director of the UNFPA Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean, Sheila Rousseau, says an integrated strategic framework has been developed in collaboration with CARICOM to target adolescent pregnancy.
So it's a strategy that's going to be implemented not only in Jamaica, but across the Caribbean region. It was done in a very consultative, participatory way, where most of the countries participated in completing this framework, contributed to it in terms of looking at the needs of their own countries and what would be applicable to ensure or to assist with reducing adolescent pregnancy.
The strategy involves public education and awareness in schools and communities, as well as providing social protection to prevent pregnancy among adolescents. The goal of this framework is to reduce adolescent pregnancy by 20% by the year 2019. Families also play a major role in the upbringing of the nation's children. Talk to your child about sex and the responsibilities it carries.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.